A new spending package passes in the Senate 51 to 50. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The Inflation Reduction Act now needs to pass the House before heading to the president. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there will be inflation, but it should be lower.
We've really focused on reducing costs, and I think the American people will begin to see it.
Opponents say the extra spending will make inflation worse and push the economy further into recession. A ceasefire went into effect Sunday night between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants. It was followed by rocket launches from Gaza.
These were long-range rockets, which is significant because it's often a red line for the Israelis as they try to stop this fire from Gaza and from groups like Islamic Jihad.
Fox's Trey Yingst, who says the rockets were targeting Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The ceasefire was mediated by Egyptian officials. Taiwan plans to hold their own military tests days after China held large military drills in the region. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner telling Fox Report it's clear what China wants.
We have been seeing, you know, their military buildup, their nuclear weapons buildup, all of which is put and directed at trying to hold America at bay so that they can take Taiwan.
He says the U.S. should give Taiwan a stronger ability to defend itself. Taiwan is self-governing, but China claims the island as its territory. More buses with migrants from the southern border in Texas arriving in the Big Apple. Fox's Nate Foy.
New York City has now received two migrant buses in the past 3 days, Friday being the first one. This morning's bus had 14 migrants on it, but Mayor Eric Adams says dozens of migrants are missing.
Mayor Adams says the extra migrants are straining the city's services, which is exactly the point Texas Governor Greg Abbott is trying to make. New York now is requesting help from the federal government while vowing to help the migrants. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Residents and local businesses in Seattle take action against a growing homeless population. The city opposes their methods.
Seattle's leaders have been allowing illegal homeless street camping and parking for years, and now they appear to be looking the other way as these giant concrete blocks have been popping up to block the homeless. There are thousands of these two-ton ecology blocks placed in parking spots controlled by the city. They cost about $30 a piece and are being ordered by residents and business owners who are frustrated by broken down RVs littering the streets. There are an estimated 4,000 derelict campers and other vehicles with homeless people living in them, and they park for months at a time in violation of Seattle's 72-hour parking law. Advocates for the homeless say the ecology blocks are just pushing the street campers to other areas.
Fox's Dan Springer. The blocks are illegal, punishable by fines up to $1,000. Iranian journalist Masih Alinead says she and her family are in danger after a man armed with an assault weapon is arrested outside her home in New York.
I was shocked. You know, I was speechless. I couldn't believe it that, I couldn't believe it that here on U.S. soil, the Iranian regime tried to challenge the U.S. authorities.
Alinead on Sunday night in America. Last year, the FBI intercepted an Iranian plot to kidnap her. She has been outspoken about human rights. She wants the Biden administration to take action. Gas prices are down from their record high peak in June. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer on Fox Report.
Quite frankly, here in Minnesota where I live, gas is still more than $2 more today than it was on the first day of the Biden administration when Joe Biden decided he was going to kill our energy independence.
Democrats say investing in renewable energy will lower gas prices in the long term. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.